You're listening to AIB Market Talk, bringing you financial market insights from AIB's experts.
Hello and welcome to our monthly podcast covering the March releases of the AIB Irish Manufacturing and Services PMIs. My name is Cormac Conan from AIB Treasury and I'm joined today by David McNamara, AIB Chief Economist. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Cormac.
Starting with the AIB Ireland Manufacturing PMI, how did the Irish manufacturing sector perform in March?
Quite a bit worse than expected, and then in the previous month, actually, Cormac. So the survey fell below the key 50 no change level, which means it was in contraction in March, so down to 49.6 from 52.2 in February, which is disappointing because February had been the end of a long series of declines in the sector, and we thought maybe was a turning point for the sector. What we see now is that that growth went into reverse in March. So disappointing, and really it's broad-based if you look at the details in the survey. So export orders were lower, respondents citing weaker demand in the UK in particular, but just generally weaker global demand. Employment's still growing at a marginal pace, but so, you know, firms are still taking on new hires, are still feeling confident enough to take on more people, but activity levels generally weaker. And then the other piece there, and we might come back to it later more generally, is inflationary pressures building in the manufacturing sector, and particularly this month, commodities being cited. So for over the past few months, we've been hearing issues around trade disruption in the Red Sea, that being a key trade channel for manufacturers between Europe and Asia. But now we're seeing commodities come through, and it's no surprise oil prices, I think, are Brent crude is now above $91 a barrel, so quite a significant increase. Those increases in commodities, they feed straight through very quickly to manufacturers, whereas it takes a number of months for it to feed through to the rest of the economy. So overall, to sum it up, quite a disappointing survey overall, and we'll wait to see what that trend looks like over the next few months.
Thanks, David. Moving to the AIB Irish Services PMI, how did the sector perform in March?
Well, quite a bit better than the manufacturing PMI, and it's obviously much more important as well. We can delve into a bit more detail on that, but it's a much bigger sector in the Irish economy. The index in March up to 56.6, that suggests very robust growth in the services sector. That's up from 54.4 in February. And if we can benchmark ourselves to our peers, so Eurozone, UK, much faster growth than those regions, faster than the US as well. And broad-based rises across all the sub-indices, so robust rises in current activity, in new orders. Interestingly, export orders are very strong. And again, the UK is cited, but not on the negative side. It was negatively impacting the manufacturing sector. But on the services side, the UK is mentioned as a source of strong demand for services sector companies, as is Germany, which was surprising to me because the German economy has been doing quite poorly of late. So perhaps a sign of an upturn in those markets, at least on the services side. And employment growing strongly across the sector. And if you look at the four subsectors which make up the main index, which includes financial services, business services, hospitality, these types of industries, all four sectors are rising. Financial services is the fastest growing sector. And finally, I think it's good news, inflation easing in the sector. After a number of months of very strong growth in inflation, it still remains at a high level and higher than you'd like it to be. But you're starting to see inflation ease in the services sector, and we hope that's a sign of a trend.
Great. Thanks, David. It's clear that the manufacturing and services sectors diverged in March. Should we be concerned about this?
I mean, you'd like to see all parts of the economy, you know, growing. And I suppose when you don't see that broad-based growth, you do get a little bit nervous about, you know, what the prospects are for the economy. But if you put it in context, so in terms of employment, the services sector overall is over around 50% of employment. What's covered in this survey, which excludes some parts of the services sector, is about 40% of total employment in Ireland. So that's over 1 million people. Whereas if you look at the manufacturing sector, it's about 12% of employment. So manufacturing is very important for GDP and output. But in terms of firms and people at work, boots on the ground, it's all about the services sector. So if the services sector is growing, that's really driving the rest of the economy. So for me, every month when we look at these surveys, the manufacturing survey always gets a lot of attention in terms of the media coverage because it comes out first. It comes out on the first of the month, and then the services PMI comes out afterwards. But for us as economists following it in the ERU, it's the services PMI is the really important one. So I'm heartened that sector is still growing, and we're kind of, I suppose, cautious around, well, what the outlook will be for the manufacturing sector. Given rates are going to fall, inflation is easing, and you're seeing global demand maybe pick up, we're hopeful that this is a blip, a monthly blip in the manufacturing survey, and we'll see it resume growth next month, but something to watch.
Thanks, David. Again, just touching back on inflation, you mentioned that inflation had maybe eased a little in the services, but obviously is a major area of concern in the manufacturing. Again, is this something that, you know, inflation is going to have an impact on the economy?
Yeah, it is. And, you know, when you think about the Irish economy, it's, you know, we're very much an open, globalised economy. We have done very well in terms of our FDI investment, and that's driven a lot of GDP growth and unemployment, but we need to retain that competitiveness. And the longer you see inflation above trend, we're losing competitiveness versus other markets. So those are kind of things that we really need to focus on. And the themes that come through in the survey, both on the services and the manufacturing side, while inflation has come back over the last year, you still see pressures, and you're seeing pressures emerge in utilities, for example, still very high, labour costs in a very tight labour market. These are all issues that are impacting the competitiveness and profit margins of companies across certain sectors. And this month you're seeing that particularly come through on the commodity side in the manufacturing sector. On the services side, which is the big driver of inflation and the economy, you're starting to see it ease back. But I'd be a bit reluctant to call the win in terms of our battle against inflation. It's still very high, and you'd like it to see it come down a little bit more over the next few months.
David, thank you for your insights, and thanks to our customers for listening. To stay up to date on financial markets, please press the subscribe button to AIB's Market Talk wherever you get your podcasts. Take care.
Thanks for listening to the latest edition of AIB Market Talk. Allied Irish Banks PLC is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland. AIB NI is a trademark used under licence by AIB Group UK PLC, authorised by the Prudential Regulation Authority and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority and the Prudential Regulation Authority. Allied Irish Bank GB and Allied Irish Bank GB Savings Direct are trademarks used under licence by AIB Group UK PLC, authorised by the Prudential Regulation Authority and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority and the Prudential Regulation Authority.